Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, The Burt Show.
I want you to brag on the examples of your super fandom. So, for instance, let's say you're one of those people that has traveled the country with Phish or the Grateful Dead, and you have seen them 230 times. That's an example that I'm looking for this morning. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. The reason why I'm asking is because Abby did something last night that would be unheard of for Kristen and I.
Unheard of by staying up past 12 a.m. on a weekday on a school night because Taylor Swift was being all cryptic, being like, I'm dropping something at midnight. You don't know what it is. And we're like, we know it's a new album and I can't go to bed because the entire time I'll be thinking about it in my dreams and I'm going to wake up. So I might as well just stay up and then go to bed and get the full REM sleep. So, yeah.
So that's an example of super fandom to us because you get a little bit older and you value that sleep a little more than you do, right? Yeah. So there is nothing, I don't think, except, as I said earlier this morning, maybe my favorite team that hasn't been in a World Series or a Super Bowl, Padres, Chargers. If tickets went on sale at like 12:15 or 12:30 at night, I'd probably set the alarm and then I'd get up and try to get in some kind of online queue for that. But other than that, I have never really gone through great lengths for anything like that.
Yeah. So I'm a huge Kentucky basketball fan, right? And even more so when I was in college. And for Big Blue Madness, this is not even a game. This is like the first practice with the team. And it's like the start of the season. People would camp out for days, like in tents, to snag tickets to this. Yeah, no, I never did that.
No, right?
Don't put me down for that.
I'm not sitting in a tent for over 24 hours trying to procure tickets to anything.
I gave these guys this example earlier this morning that when I was working in Dallas back in the early 1990s or mid 1990s, we had Hanson in a shopping mall doing a couple of different songs, and a woman ended up with a roll of tape on her hand tapping the ground. She was trying to get any member of Hanson's hair to bring back wherever with her.
She was smarter than all of us. She's going to clone them in the future when we finally have that technology. Then she will have 2050's greatest boy band ever.
Here's some that I found online, all right? This is so incredibly random. Super fandom brag. The movie Waterworld.
There's a super fan for Waterworld?
Do you even know the movie Waterworld?
Never even heard of Waterworld.
It was a total flop, right? It was a Kevin Costner movie, and it was at the height when he was doing all these kick-ass movies that were making money after money after money. And then this blockbuster, Tommy could probably fill in the blanks here, they spent so much money. Everybody was talking about how much money they're spending on Waterworld. It came out, and it pretty much kind of sucked.
It tanked.
It tanked. It tanked bad. While I cannot verify this, it is likely I had the very first Waterworld fan website on the internet back in 1995, hand-coded in Notepad.
Oh, my God.
My friend and I watched it in theaters 11 times. It was a flop. I'd managed to pirate a VHS copy before you could go and get one legally. Another one, West Wing by Aaron Sorkin. I don't even need the sound on anymore. I just speak all the dialogue myself. It's also escapism from today's current political strife that I can agree with. Here's one, the Fallout game series. I've brought every single one. I watch YouTube videos at least once a week about lore. I binge the TV series in one sitting. I even still play Fallout 76 every once in a while. Even though I've done everything you can literally do in the game. There's one woman that loves the Avett brothers. You guys heard of them?
Oh, yes.
Said she's seen them 13 different times. One person has seen the Avett brothers and they specifically flew to Europe because they were playing a small venue. Tabletop role-playing games, massive collection on them, 1,000 hard copy print rule books and supplements.
Wow.
Yeah, I would imagine video game releases would be huge, you know, for your sporting teams. I'm sure there is somebody out there who has like never missed a home game of their, favorite
for sure.
Team.
This one I can get... I could connect with, because I could do this. Banana Ball.
Oh, yeah.
They watch 90% of the games. They've been to two of the games in person, which is not an easy ticket to get. Plan to travel 20 hours to see him again. Been talked about specifically by their broadcasters during multiple games. They're definitely bigger fans, she says, but I'm probably in the top 5%.
Still very impressive.
I mean, that's hardcore right there. So let me appeal to you hardcore Taylor Swift fans like Abby, because I have an idea.
Okay. And you said this is not a bad idea.
I don't think this is a bad idea. I think this one's a really good idea. I just haven't had a chance because I thought of it this morning to run it by you guys on the show. Told you this morning, I am more excited about the podcast, the New Heights podcast that's coming out tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the New Heights podcast and Taylor Swift is going to be a guest on it on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast. And I'm assuming she's going to be giving us the backstory behind some of the songs and what they mean to her and to Travis. And it's going to be a glittery pop album. And I'm excited to see her geek out over it with her boyfriend and her future brother-in-law.
And voila. And while I like Taylor Swift, I enjoy her music. I'm not a super fan like you. Mm-hmm. I still have to learn to listen to lyrics on songs, which is why I don't have the connection. My musical palette is so basic. But peeking in and listening to them interact and finally getting some insight into their relationship and their chemistry and why they really love each other, that I can get into. And also, it's two football players hosting it. Right.
Is this the first time they've done an interview together?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I mean, the clip that dropped last night where she complimented his shirt and then he complimented her eyes. I mean, I kid you not. I watched it on repeat for like 20 minutes because I'm just like, it's so beautiful to just see them in love and just happy. And she's just so normal because in my mind, she's this woman I listen to on the radio or whatever. And I've just looked up to her for so long. And then there she is. She just looks like a normal person with her boyfriend on this podcast. It's crazy.
Okay. Is it a stupid idea? And logistically, I don't even know how we'd pull it off right now because Cassie's not here. She's sick. Could we host a podcasting listening party?
Like tomorrow?
Yeah.
I guess.
Like it comes out at what, 7 o'clock tomorrow night?
It comes out tomorrow at 7 p.m.
What? I would do, instead of a podcast listening party, because everybody's going to be listening to them and you're not going to want to talk over them. So it would be
It's like online. So we're listening and we're commenting online with words, not like speaking.
Oh yeah, like we live stream.
Yeah, like we're live streaming.
Yeah, I guess we could do that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, see, I would be like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to focus on, like, I want to watch the interact. It's not even just about listening because they do video. So it'll be like watching the interaction between Travis and Taylor and Jason. Personally, I would be like, okay, we all watch it. And then afterwards, we get together and we talk about what we just watched.
I just think there's something in real time about getting excited about what they're saying and sharing it with each other.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is a bad idea. And certainly, there's a massive audience of Swifties that listen to the show because my DMs were booming last night. And there's nothing I want to geek out more than love and Taylor Swift. So I'm down if the people are down.
I think it's no different than when you're watching a podcast now and on the side of the podcast, people are commenting on it. or they're commenting on the video. We're just doing it in real time. We're all listening to it for the first time together, and we have our own live stream where we're talking to each other online.
I think this is something that women are starting to discover, is like the joy of watching things in a group, like how men have done in the past with sports teams. Because I feel like Love Island, specifically this summer, like women were going to bars to watch Love Island like it was the Super Bowl. So I think the girls could get on board and watch this. Maybe not like it's the Super Bowl, but maybe it's like a preseason game.
Let me check with Cassie, see how we can logistically figure it out. We're going to have to do it pretty quick because we're talking about tomorrow night.
Okay, right? I think we can make it happen.
All right, I think we can make it happen also, but we'll have details tomorrow morning, see if we can pull this thing off. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in commenting on their relationship than I am the music.
Honestly, that's all I want to comment on.
I can't wait
for this album to come out and to just dissect every lyric and be like, and this is what this means. And oh my God, I saw that photo. Yep.
And we could all do it together in real time.
So fun.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money.